This is Derek Prince with a word for you from the Word. The scepter of wickedness will not remain over the land allotted to the righteous. Did you realize that wickedness wields a scepter? Yes, it's true. There is authority in the kingdom of Satan. The scripture tells us in Colossians 1, 12 and 13, we have been delivered from the authority of the dominion of darkness, translated into the kingdom of the Son of God's love. There are the two kingdoms set in stark contrast, the kingdom or the authority of darkness, the kingdom of the Son of God's love, which is a kingdom of light and of love. Each kingdom has authority, but the authority of the kingdom of God is superior to all other authority in the universe. God's kingdom, the scripture says, ruleth over all. It is established forever. It is unshakable. And when we are part of God's kingdom, then God permits us on his behalf to wield the scepter of righteousness, the scepter which has upon it the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And as we wield that scepter, we beat back and cast down the scepter of wickedness, breaking down the scepter of wickedness, destroying the dominion of Satan. We move back into the area which God has allotted for us. So there is a promise for God's people to regain their inheritance in Christ. The scepter of wickedness shall not remain over the land allotted to the righteous. For you and me, there is a land allotted to us through our righteousness in Christ. We need to take that scepter boldly and beat down the scepter of wickedness and enter into our allotted inheritance.